Here's how we're going to do this interview, and it's going to be both of us are going to interview one another. I am John Kelly, and I am the CEO of the LLM Professional Career Launcher. You can go to the website and take a look at it. Just go to www.professionalcareerlauncher.com. But let's perhaps talk about something in a way that'll put it in context for you here today at UBC. Now, I'm very fortunate to have a talented interviewer with me, sitting here with me. What's your name?
Thank you, John. My name's Sydney. I am the co-host today, and I am actually a political science student at UBC. So LLM Career Launcher sounds really enticing to me.
Okay.
Could you explain a bit about what the program is about?
Sure. And let's. You and I were very fortunate to have a brief conversation before the interview started, so let me use you as perhaps a model to explain like what this is all about. What is happening is that law and the practice of law is certainly never going to go away. There will always be lawyers and people going to court and things of that sort. However, law is now being integrated into a very dynamic 21st century professional services marketplace. And there are all these opportunities opening up and a need, actually, for people to actually integrate law into other things that they do. So, for example, just before I talk with you about you, your situation, I'll just use this as an example because it's relevant to BC. As we do know, initially when TransCanada Pipelines and these people said we're going to build these pipelines into BC, they said, I guess it's just a finance thing. You know, we crunched the numbers and it cost $10 billion to build it and there's a 15% return, so let's build the pipeline. What do we find out 8 years later? No, it's not just a financial issue. There are Aboriginal peoples issues that have to be considered.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
There are basically very serious environmental issues that have to be considered. There are trade issues. How tightly do we want to sort of maybe link with Asia-Pacific countries? All of these are basically associated with that. And so, in a way, I write these legal perspective articles, which you can get onto my website. I wrote an article about this, and I called it The Demise of the MBA and the Rise of the LLM. And the reason for that, as I said, look, and with all due respect, there certainly is a place for people to do financial analysis.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But we need much more than that today, and we need to integrate more things like that. So
Let's
talk about your situation. You were very kind in telling me that you're in political science.
Yes.
And you're very interested in ethical issues.
Yeah. I have always been interested in law school, but as my career has gone, my university career has gone on, I've become a lot more interested in other issues. And as you were saying, I think the reason for that is realizing that no problem exists in a vacuum, and there are so many factors that contribute to everything. Like you were saying, there's ethical issues, social issues, financial. I've become really passionate about human rights and ethical problems.
Well, then let me tell you why the LLM Professional Career Launcher is a site that you should go to, and you should look at these LLMs. First of all, the good news for you and for all Canadians, we'll say, and all UBC students, is that in the UK, the LLM, the Masters of Legal Law, is a standalone degree, and it has been for a long, long time. So you are eligible to enroll in a graduate LLM degree program with a relevant undergraduate degree. You do not need a law degree first. And just, and this is a formal thing that you can read about on my website, the JD is not a career credential. It's a professional designation.
Right.
And you're probably aware of the fact that once you get a JD, you can't actually start practicing law.
Exactly.
You then have to go through articling and you have to get trained as to how to be a lawyer.
Right.
Well, what the LLM is a career credential. All right, so the LLM actually gives you this graduate, postgraduate degree level of the application of an aspect of, we'll say, knowledge management and law. So in your case, you told me you're interested in ethical issues.
Yeah.
So, for example, you could enroll in a very interesting program in a couple of the schools that I work with in the UK in medical law and ethics, a combined law degree in medical law and ethics. And the law part would be about, in this case, well, this is very relevant in Canada, the law part would be about the whole dying with dignity, assisted death legislation, what that's all about, how it works. So that's the legalese part. Now, basically, the ethics part, of course, as we do know, when people now, and doctors are going through a real dilemma in Canada, when people come to them and say, I basically want to exercise my right to die, well, there's a lot more to it than just saying, well, what's the law here? You have to sit down and say, look, we have to discuss some very serious moral issues, ethical issues. Has your family been brought into this? Like, you mean, what is the nature of this illness? Do you realize the implications of this, of you ending your life at this time? How do you feel about this? I mean, is there a spiritual dimension? Have you perhaps gone through that and recognized what that's all about? So that's what you would do.
Right.
With an LLM in medical law and ethics. So in other words, you see what I mean? Like, you would be basically dealing with ethical issues, recognizing that there's a legal aspect to it.
Exactly,
them.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I mean, there certainly is a place for that. If they said, well, then we should get a last will and testament drawn up, then you'd say, well, then finally, let's go see a lawyer. We'll send you downtown to see a lawyer, and he'll do your last will and testament. But when you're thinking of your last will and testament, here are some ethical things you might want to think about since you're exercising your right to die. Like, what are you going to do with some of these assets? I mean, are, for example, there some charitable causes you want to look to? Are there other things you want to look at? I mean, how do you want to basically lead this life? Do you see what I mean?
Exactly.
That becomes an ethical dimension.
Yeah, it's a much bigger
question. And people really need that today, and people are looking for that today. So that's basically what these innovative LLM degree programs do. Now, the reason that I also talk about going to the UK, aside from the fact that they're direct entry degrees, is that the LLM has been an international leader in developing all of these degrees. You don't actually see them in other places. I do consulting work. I was a law professor and familiar with the Canadian law degree scene. I also actually a snowbird. I live in the U.S., in Arizona in the winter, which is a nice lifestyle. Yeah. But aside from that, I'm very conversant with the JD law degree market there, which, by the way, is going through a crisis, as you probably know.
Yes.
Enrollments are way down in UK and U.S. law schools. The unemployment rate's about 40% for lawyers. So what I'm saying is that the reason that is the case isn't because law is not relevant. It's because people are recognizing that there's a lot more to law than being a lawyer as such. In other words, and that's really what this LLM career launcher is all about. So certainly I'm at the fair today. I would welcome people to come by and have a talk with me. You can contact me through the Canada Law from Abroad group. I work with Canada Law from Abroad. In fact, I founded Canada Law from Abroad. I have a strategic alliance with them. And so the good news for you as well is that if you decide you do want to get your LLM, Canada Law from Abroad can facilitate the whole thing cost-free. In other words, get you your visa, get you all set up to go. All this kind of stuff is available for you. So
really good to know.
Yeah, it's good to know. So anyway, there's the short message, and I'm glad we had a chance to have this interactive discussion.
Me too. Thank you so much, John.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it.